With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hey everyone, thanks so much for joining us for this first episode of the Straight Up Texas podcast presented by Whataburger. I'm Jared Sandler, Rangers broadcaster, really excited to be with you and excited to be joined by Jay Sauceda, founder of Texas Humor. And together, we are the hosts of the Straight Up Texas podcast presented by Whataburger. And hey, Whataburger fans, here's some good news for you. Whataburger has a rich, creamy treat that's sure to satisfy your cravings. It's the Dr. Pepper Shake. And it combines everything you love about Whataburger's classic shakes with the 23 delicious flavors of a Dr. Pepper. So whether you're craving a smooth shake or a soda bursting with bold flavor, the Dr. Pepper Shake has the best of both worlds. But you better try it soon because it won't be long before this limited time shake is gone. The Dr. Pepper Shake, only at Whataburger. I can't wait to try that. So what is the Straight Up Texas podcast? Well, it is the official podcast of the Texas Rangers, first of all, but this is not going to be a deep dive into the Rangers. We're not going to break down hardcore analytics or assess late game strategy every episode. This is going to be more a celebration of the Texas spirit, the spirit of Texans that is resilient, proud, relentless, fearless, passionate, among other appropriate descriptors. We see this spirit in the Rangers. It's part of the team's culture. It's something that Chris Woodward is preaching daily. Regardless of the game's outcome, this is a young team filled with guys who are fighting to make it as major leaguers, to establish themselves as major leaguers, a team full of guys who are just pushing and pushing. And we've seen that so far this year, and we expect to see it throughout the year. And that's what we want to bring out here with this conversation. So we'll kick off each podcast typically by talking about the Rangers for a few minutes, but the main part of each podcast will feature a conversation that Jay and I will have with a special Texas celebrity guest. We've got a really, really cool lineup of guests from athletes to musicians to performers and even pit masters who are going to join us throughout the Straight Up Texas podcast. And what they all have in common is that they all exemplify the Texas spirit. So we'll explore that with them as we hear their stories. Then we'll wrap up each episode by getting their unique perspective on the state of Texas as it pertains to, you know, their field of expertise and maybe some of their favorite places, favorite things for you to check out. And then finally, we want to get you, the listener, in on our conversation. So we'll find ways through social media and even some old school voicemail to get your thoughts, your questions, your ideas. I never check my voicemail, but I'll make sure to check this one. But we want you to be a part of our conversations as well. You're not just along for the ride. You are a part of the ride, and we want to make sure that you get the opportunity to take advantage of that. You can enjoy this podcast however you're listening to it or watching it right now, but also the Rangers YouTube channel will give you an opportunity to watch the podcast. And then TexasRangers.com/podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, CastBox, anywhere else you can listen to podcasts, you can catch the Straight Up Texas podcast. So I hope that gives you a sense of the what and the why, but now it's time for the who. Let's bring on Jay Sauceda. Jay, I'm so pumped to do this with you, man. How are you doing?
I'm great, man. I'm actually kind of craving one of those Dr. Pepper shakes. I used to get those all the time. Probably the only frustrating thing about them is the fact that they're limited time only. But a lot of the stuff that they bring out at Whataburger tends to be that. So we rush over there and eat it whenever it comes back. But yeah, you know, I'm super pumped to be on this show. I was real excited that you guys asked me to come in. I my baseball expertise does not match yours, but I will say that my I am very strong in the Texas expertise area. So pumped to bring a lot of that to the table. And just excited to wrap a little bit with you about the intersection of baseball and Texas, of which There are actually a lot of intersections. So
for sure.
Yeah.
And what we want to do here with this first episode, we just want you to get to know us. So let's start with, I guess, the basics here. Jay, what is your relationship with the state of Texas?
Well, I live in it. That's kind of, I think, a key piece of it. But yeah, I grew up southeast of Houston in a little place called LaPorte, Texas, right on the Gulf Coast. Fun fact, the t-ball team I was on as a kid was the Texas Rangers. Our colors did not match the Rangers colors. It was black and white. But it was a fun team. I grew up loving baseball, and grew up loving Texas. Spent a lot of time traveling around the state. Spent about 10 years of my career as a photographer, and actually travel all over this place. I've been to North Texas, South Texas, everywhere in between, shooting portraits of people from Texas for organizations like Texas Monthly and the New York Times, and all of these really big publications. So a lot of my love for the state wasn't just isolated to growing up here. It was really getting out to meet firsthand with people around the state, and learning about the little individual things that we all put into the melting pot that makes Texas such a great place to live. But a handful of years ago, I just kind of as a joke started a Twitter account called Texas Humor that blew into this massive following that we have now, a few million followers across all of our different channels. And for a living, I get to be a professional Texan. I basically get to tweet and meme about what it is that makes Texas such a special place, which is a lot of fun. So if you haven't seen Texas Humor, you're not really aware what it is. It's really just a satire about living in Texas. I know a lot of other places and a lot of other parts of the country and maybe the world like to poke fun of us at us. But I think that there's no one who's better at it than ourselves. And so Texas Humor is really just a collection of memes and content that's meant to kind of just, tickle the funny bone for folks who are very, very aware of all the things that are both a lot of fun and maybe not so fun about living in Texas.
And I was born and raised in Texas. You might look at me, hear me, and not think I'm as Texan as Jay. Jay perfectly embodies Texas and being a Texan. I was born and raised in Texas. I'll admit, I always had pride in being from Texas, but I don't know that it was amplified nearly as much until I went to college in California. I went to USC. I am aware that the University of Texas beat USC in the Rose Bowl. I had not enrolled at USC at that time. I actually rooted for Texas in that game because of my pride in Texas. But going out to California, fun state, love California, but there's something different about being a Texan, and I got a ton of pride in that. And I grew up a diehard Rangers fan, so the Texas Rangers and the state of Texas, both things that I am supremely, supremely passionate about. And I know that Jay, obviously, his work is geared towards Texas, and you listen to Jay speak, we've had a chance to talk about Texas. I don't know anyone who knows Texas from top to bottom, left to right, the way that Jay does. And we're going to try and bring that out in not only our conversations, but the conversations with our guests. And like I mentioned earlier, we've got some really, really cool guests who are going to join us. I think, Jay, I'm going to go ahead and tell people who our first guest is going to be. This is a celebrity who, I mean, my goodness, his roles are Texas. You might know him as John Aubrey. You probably know him as Buddy Garrity from Friday Night Lights. He was in Friday Night Lights, the movie and the TV show. John Aubrey was his character in the movie. Buddy Garrity, the booster in the TV show. But Brad Leland, not only does he play Texas characters, he went to Plano High School, won a state championship as a high school football player in the state of Texas. There is nothing more Texan than that. And Brad Leland is going to join us for our first episode. And I'm really excited to talk with Brad. Favorite or go-to Whataburger order?
I'm a classics guy. Again, with brisket or with barbecue, it's brisket. With Whataburger, I'm basically a number one. So I go Whataburger. I'm a little crazy. I like ketchup on my burger. I know that they don't add it on there normally. I pull tomatoes off. I go add ketchup. I go large fry and large sweet tea. If I'm feeling a little wild, or like a, like an 8 year old, I'll go chicken nuggets and I'll do those, the little What a Chicken bites, which my kids really like. But generally speaking, I'm a number one. What about you? What do you typically get there?
I'm big on the sweet and spicy bacon burger. I just think that is like the greatest thing ever. I had it for the first time, maybe beginning of the pandemic. Cause I'm like you, I was a classics guy as well. Like I stuck to what I knew. Now I'll get crazy on you, and I will have breakfast at night. I will have breakfast, early in the morning. Like I've done this before. I get some taquitos. I have them for breakfast. I keep some of them. I warm them up later, so I have them for dinner. Because breakfast is awesome.
Well, speaking of the taquito, in college, a buddy of mine, Bob Lee, who I'll make sure listens to this episode, he and some buddies turned me on to what they call the chicken strip taquito, which is a self-engineered taquito. So you buy a regular taquito, just, you know, bacon and an egg, and then you order just a single chicken strip and you dice it up and you toss it in there. And it is a primo. Like there was a Whataburger just down the street from his house, and we would go there and order it. And we could just say we wanted the CST, the chicken strip taquito, and they knew how to enter it all, you know, every time. And anytime there's a new employee there that we would say that to, they'd get confused. Like the manager would come over and teach them how to do it. And we ordered it so often that eventually Bob wrote in to Whataburger HQ and said, hey, you know, can you add this to the menu? And he got a like formal reply back to them on Whataburger letterhead that said, thanks for the idea, but no, I'm glad that you really enjoyed the you know, sort of creativity with the menu, but we're going to stick with the menu as is today. So an attempt was made, but
that's pretty funny. Us.
Yeah.
Well, no matter what you order, remember, you can get that Dr. Pepper shake. It is available for a limited time at Whataburger. So take advantage of it. It is awesome, but you don't want to miss out. So head to Whataburger. Do it right now. Like, seriously, like right now. I'll tell you what, if you do it right now, and take a picture of you with the Whataburger shake and tag Jay and me on Twitter, then we'll give you some love in our next episode. I'm at Jared Sandler on Twitter. Jay, where are you?
I'm just JB Sauceda, JAYB SAUCEDA on Twitter.
All right, there you go. Get it, picture, tag, we'll give you a shout out. We might even allow you to ask Brad Leland a question. Yeah. With your tag, include a question you would like us to ask Brad Leland. We will ask Brad Leland that question, but you got to go and do that now. That's going to do it here for our intro episode. Jay and I are so pumped to do this here throughout the rest of the season and maybe beyond. Again, you can watch by going to the Rangers YouTube channel. If maybe you're just listening, but you want to watch, you can do that. Again, rangers.com/podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, CastBox, anywhere you can listen to a podcast, you can listen to the Straight Up Texas podcast. Like we mentioned, Brad Leland will be our first guest. Really excited to talk with him. So be on the lookout for that. But that's going to do it for us, Jay. Can't wait to get this thing going.
Adios.